Virial Clumps in Central Molecular Zone Clouds, by Philip C. Myers et al. CM Zoom Survey observations with the submillimeter array are analyzed to describe the virial equilibrium, VE, and star-forming potential of 755 clumps in 22 clouds in the Central Molecular Zone, CMZ, of the Milky Way. In each cloud, nearly all clumps follow the column density mass trend nm·s, where s equals 0.38 plus 0.03 is near the pressure-bounded limit s equals 1/3. This trend is expected when gravitationally unbound clumps in VE have similar velocity dispersion and external pressure. 9 of these clouds also harbor 1 or 2 distinctly more massive clumps. These properties allow a VE model of bound and unbound clumps in each cloud, where the most massive clump has the VE critical mass. These models indicate that 213 clumps have velocity dispersion 1 to 2 km s-caret, minus 1, mean external pressure 0.5 to 4 times 10 to the 8 cm caret, minus 3, k, bound clump fraction 0.06, and typical virial parameter alpha equals 4 to 15. These mostly unbound clumps may be in VE with the turbulent cloud pressure, possibly driven by inflow from the galactic bar. In contrast, most SGRB2 clumps are bound according to their associated sources and NM trends. When the CMZ clumps are combined into mass distributions, their typical power law slope is analyzed with a stopped accretion model. It also indicates that most clumps are unbound and cannot grow significantly, due to their similar timescales of accretion and dispersal, 0.2 mir. Thus, virial and dynamical analyses of the most extensive clump census available indicate that star formation in the CMZ may be suppressed by a significant deficit of gravitationally bound clumps. This was Virial Clumps in Central Molecular Zone Clouds, by Philip C. Myers et al.